defiant flags. Glean from rich fields, and the armies will have enough to eat. Sun Tzu. We are a lone table of older bachelors surrounded by the young at this club. Every beer makes us more cynical, horny with contempt. Our faces turn like flags in the sexual breezes. Every evening out, a kind of sovereignty we affirm for each other. We are United Nations of the unmarriable, preferring to discuss the mistakes we've made and the underlying principles of love we've given lip service to. All of us convinced we should think or vote before getting involved with any woman whose way of walking through the bar crosses every line polite society draws. We know there are no such things as surgically precise strikes, that no amount of love can put out some fires once they're started. The club's shadows hide the places where we've been burned. Whenever one of my friends gets too interested and looks at a woman in a non-sociological way, I remind him that Baudelaire said love is an oasis of horror in a desert of boredom. But they each sometimes stare at a woman and see their own reflections just before their hands reach out to drink, and no amount of splashing can put the beautiful mirage back the way it was. A forehead wrinkles in amazement, and the dunes of scalp push back the retreating line of hair. Archie Bunker reading the Marquis de Sade. Whenever the terrain has impassable ravines, natural enclosures, natural prisons, natural traps, natural pitfalls, and natural clefts, you should leave quickly and not get near them. Sun Tzu. She expected so much more of me at my age, not meat and potato sex. My erotic equivalent, Archie Bunker, sitting in his favorite well-worn chair. She gave me a copy of the collected works of the Marquis de Sade for Christmas. Not, thank God, the pop-up edition. And had underlined all the important passages about how repressed sexuality leads to full social expression of domination and cruelty in wars and politics, when that sort of thing should be kept playfully in the bedroom or a basement with dungeon decor. She whispered that the painless liberation of the world was a whip and handcuffs away. That pain was the sacrifice that gave pleasure meaning. That punishment was best left in the hands of someone you loved. That what we achieved and endured with each other was the endless sexual interrogation that would save free society. It was the appeal to my higher principles that finally seduced me. Luckily, the first time she gagged me, the pain and pleasure were vented but restrained, because I wouldn't have known what to say or how loud to scream. It was hard to tell from our voices where or when our pains and pleasures merged. The next thing I saw was morning's softly hurtful light. She was still sleeping, stripped, finally, of her revealing uniform of night. I reached for the pizza by the bed and heard the handcuffs clink against cardboard. I opened and then laid the cuffs quietly down while I bit into the hardened cheese and crust. Free, until the shortening chain of passion wound us together again. Lovers Who Travel Light. The contour of the land is an aid to an army. Sun Tzu. The usual carousel of emotions rumbled through me. Disbelief, horror, anger, disbelief. Air Canada had lost my emotional baggage. I missed that old snakeskin set. Felt more aimless than free. I'd grown used to those badly folded lovers and didn't like coming home every day to a clean slate at my age. Love became more difficult because I kept grinning like a kid and scaring women off. I made love not just skillfully but passionately again, accepting orgasm as a complete political philosophy. I was a light traveling army getting quickly and subtly to any woman's thought or impulse. I became whoever my lover was looking for, a romantic chameleon. But they all told me I wasn't what they were looking for and went off to find men whose patterned scales they couldn't help but be attracted to, all in search, without knowing, of their own different poisons. I realized Everyone's baggage is tagged for the places where they're supposed to love. Getting rid of my bad memories feels like I've had my liver removed, and I need bile to stay in love. My baggage breaks down experience into something I can digest. Maybe I'll call and say when they find my luggage to send me where it was wise enough to go.